Rich and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you back here on WCDO as we get you set for the nightcap. It's the same two schools, but the boys' game, Stamford and South Courtright, for the Boys Delaware League crossover title here tonight. It's our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, as well as daily rentals and an expert service department, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. They wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. We're going to take a quick break here as we'll come back. We'll hear from Stamford head coach Greg O'Connell. We'll let you hear what he has to say about his team being here. This is the second straight year that Stamford has been here after they had taken a long layoff. They hadn't been here since 1982. They get here 2 years in a row, and this should be a great matchup tonight. Of course, South Courtright boys are undefeated, 18-0. They bring that perfect record here to the championship games. They look to defend their title from a year ago where they defeated Stamford right here on this very same floor. Live from Delhi, SUNY Delhi, I should say, Floyd L. Maines Arena. Set to be a great game here tonight between South Courtright and Stamford. We'll take a quick break, and we'll hear from Stamford head coach Greg O'Connell here on CDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle that gets you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersOHara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney or call 563-4311 or visit online at chambersohara.com.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Delhi Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianTheFotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianTheFotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
Nate Lull with you here for WCDO Sports as we get set for the Delaware League crossover matchup in the boys' side here for Stamford and South Courtright. And we're joined by Stamford head coach Greg O'Connell. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. No problem, Nate. Thanks for the call.
Coach, two straight years of your team getting to the crossover matchup, and I believe it was a long layoff for Stamford before these last 2 years. It has to be something special for your school and the community for the boys to be there 2 years in a row.
Yeah, I was a senior in college the last time. I actually had to have the newspaper do a little research. It was like 1982, my senior year in college, the last time Stamford boys were in a crossover game. And that was back in the beginning days of the crossovers, early 80s is when it all started. So, you know, getting there the last 2 years, I've been coaching a long, long time, and we finished second in our league. I always joke we're always the bridesmaid, never the bride. But the last 2 years, we've turned it around, and my boys are pretty excited to be there.
Now, last year, a lot of the guys that are on your team this year were there and got that experience. Do you think that will help? I'm sure last year there was some nerves and maybe some inexperience from not being there before. Do you think playing last year will help them this year?
You know, it's kind of funny. I actually lost quite a few more people than people think. I had two kids transfer schools, one locally, one to Albany. Three graduated. So I really only have about four kids that had the experience from playing in last year's game, but it certainly will not hurt for those four, that's for sure. And they're four that are play a lot for me this year, and that's having that experience from last year for those few that were there certainly will help, yes.
Coach, never an easy task to go up against South Courtright, of course, undefeated, and Coach Van Valkenburg is, always got a solid club. What are some of the things that you guys need to do to give yourself a chance here on Friday night?
Their coach and I are good friends. We actually went to grad school together. We've known each other since high school. We started the same year coaching, and he's always a tough out. It's been a few years since we've even beaten him in the league. You know, I think it's been about four years since we've even beaten him in a game. But I think as far as Friday night is concerned, our composure, you know, got some young kids, some inexperienced kids, and we've got to keep it together mentally and be ready for the pressure that they throw at you. And I think if we do stay composed and we rebound and, you know, take care of their pressure on full court defense, which hasn't been a huge problem for us. We're pretty strong at the guard position. I think our composure and rebounding, and I think the last thing would probably be preventing dribble penetration. With got some real strong players, and I think those are going to be the keys for us to be able to play with them.
You guys certainly have some strong players on your side as well. I mean, Jeff Mattis, a very strong force down low, and I was so impressed when I caught you guys earlier this year with Colby Fancher and the way he's able to handle the basketball. So cupboard certainly isn't bare for you guys, and that's why you've had such a great season.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You mentioned probably our two leaders. Steve Anderson is a junior who's also stepped up a lot this year. He's gotten a lot more physical. He's always been a good shooter. But Jeff, he's the second player I've ever had that's played for me for 4 years, you know, as a freshman and up. He's a senior, Kobe's a junior, and it's awful tough to press us when Kobe's on the floor. He's a very heady player. He plays a lot of basketball, and those three and my other two starters are a senior, Connor Ogborn, and junior, Keyshawn Scott, and the five of them have meshed quite well together the last month and a half, and we're playing quite well.
Stanford head coach Greg O'Connell, thanks for joining us here, and good luck against South Court, right, in the crossover games on Friday.
All right, thanks a lot, Nate, for the call.
This is Nate Lull. We'll be right back with more high school basketball on CDO.
The Oneonta Job Corps is happy to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. We remind parents that if your student has quit school or has graduated with no direction, we can help. Oneonta Job Corps offers a free hands-on training and education program to income-qualified young people ages 16 to 24. Students can live on campus and receive meals and basic health care. Non-resident students are also welcome. Best of all, there is open enrollment. Students are accepted any time of year. Learn more by calling 431-1445 or 431-1446. Oneonta Job Corps. Success lasts a lifetime.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
We will pause as we wrap up the national anthem here at SUNY Delhi.
Looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. They finish up the national anthem, and we are set to go here live from SUNY Delhi, the Boys Delaware League Championship game here tonight between South Courtright and Stanford. Let's do our starters here. First for South Courtright, a junior, number 11, Brandon Porter. A junior, one of the best players in the area, Ty Lamport. A senior, number 14, Griff Metzko. A senior, number 22, Brett Post. And a junior, number 24, Andrew Post, for head coach Bob Van Valkenburg. On the other side for head coach Greg O'Connell and the Stanford Indians, a junior, number 1, Colby Fancher. A senior, number 10, Connor Ogborn. A junior, number 11, Keyshawn Scott. A senior, number 23, Jeff Mattis. And a junior, number 30, Steven Anderson. So a rematch of last year's contest between South Courtright and Stanford for the Boys Delaware League Championship contest here tonight. And again, our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, as well as daily rentals and an expert service department, Chambers and O'Hara wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. Stanford will be in the home white uniforms with the black and the purple trim. Says Stanford in purple lettering across the front of the uniform there. SK is in their road royal blue uniforms with the white trim, and it says South Courtright across the front of the chest there for the Rams. Of course, South Courtright, 18-0. They are tied for the third longest active win streak in New York State right now. A team that won their league last year, got all the way to the Section 4 Class D Finals before being knocked off by Lawrence in a game that went right down to the buzzer. So this is a team with a lot of weapons. But you look on the other side, we heard from head coach Greg O'Connell for Stanford in his pregame show. He's got a lot of weapons, too. You look at a guy like Colby Fancher, can really handle the ball. It's going to be fun watching him tonight. And, of course, Jeff Matthijs and Steven Anderson, two guys who can really fill it up for the Indians as well. South Courtright will go right to left on your radio dial to start things off. Stanford left to right. We'll tip it up as we have a full house here at Delhi's Floyd L. Maines Arena. And again, we're starting a little bit early here tonight, just about 5 to 6 minutes early. So thanks for sticking with us here. Of course, the girls of South Courtright defeating Stanford in our opening game 65-26. The Lady Rams are the second-ranked team in New York State Class D right now. So they continue to roll. And the boys' game here tonight, which is kind of our featured attraction here, and brought to you by many of our special sponsors, which we will recognize during tonight's game. So thanks for joining us. Lamport wins the opening tip against Anderson of Stanford, and we're underway. Ty Lamport with the ball on the right wing side here to set it up for the Rams. Sure, there's a lot of interested fans and different coaches in the area watching this contest here tonight to get a look at the Rams. Here is Metzko at the top of the key. 2-3 zone for Stanford to start it off. Metzko, kick out for Lamport for a three. Got it. Ty Lamport dials long distance. And what a way to start the contest for SK. They lead 3-0 with 7.5 to go in the first quarter. Colby Fancher will bring the ball up the floor. And it looks like South Courtright will fall back into a 2-3 zone. And they have a lot of length out there. So it's going to be hard for Stanford. They're going to have to move the ball quickly. Fancher, as Stanford goes left to right for Keyshawn Scott. Into the corner for Ogborn. Down low for Matthijs. Kicks it back out for Fancher. Right side three. Off the back rim. No good. Rebound there for Anderson. Up off the glass. Can't get it to go. And Lamport skies for the rebound. Lamport off and running for the Rams. He's stripped of the ball. And Ogborn will come away with it here for the Indians. 6:55 to go first quarter. SK leads Stanford 3-0. As the Indians will bring it up the floor to the left side in front of a packed house here tonight. At Floyd L. Maines Arena. Down low, Steven Anderson, left side, made it, and he's fouled. Steven Anderson found himself all alone, and Matthijs with a great chest pass feed down low, and Anderson's able to put it in. And he'll go to the line. Steven Anderson is a great three-point shooter as well, but he's got such a nice size, about 6'2", 6'3", and can get the ball down low. So Anderson will head to the charity stripe here, trying to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Nothing but net for Anderson. We're tied up at 3-3. 6:40 to go first quarter. Looks like a 2-2-1 press here for the Indians. Rams looking to figure it out, and they will. Get it over half court, and they find it to Lamport. Lamport left side here for Brandon Porter, fellow junior. Lamport back for Porter. And they'll kick it out here for Andrew Post, and his 10-foot jumper left side no good. And Fancher will walk it up the floor right side. Fancher for Ogborn. Little give and go back to Ogborn. Feeding the low post for Matthijs. And they'll say he stepped on the baseline and out of bounds. Matthijs is a full load down low. And if they can continue to feed him the ball, I think he does have some size advantage and maybe a weight advantage down low as well. And a four-year varsity player knows what to do. Metzko will bring it up the floor. We're tied up 3-3 with 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. Here's Lamport right side. Pull up 15-footer. And left it short. Rebound is still up. Porter gets it. Puts it up again. No good. Porter, another rebound. Probably the shortest guy in there. Another opportunity, and again it rims out, and now we'll have a foul underneath. And this one will be on Courtright as there was some pushing and shoving. And that one will be the first foul of the night on Andrew Post. So again, we're tied up 3-3. 5:50 to go first quarter. Thanks for joining us here tonight on CDO. Also WCDOsports.com, our web stream and game audio archive, courtesy of SFCU. Ari Brunson will check into the game now for South Courtright as Post is going to go to the bench. Head coach Bob Van Valkenburg wanting to protect Post after he picks up the early foul. Fancher brings it up the floor. So smooth and silky with the ball. Fancher to the right side. Closely guarded here by Brandon Porter in the 2-3 zone. Fancher looking for some options here. Gets a pick up top from Matthijs. Looking to use it. Goes down low. Lost the handle. Ball rolls out of bounds and will go back to South Courtright. Unlucky bounce there for the Stanford Indians. 5.5 again to go first quarter. We're tied up 3-3 between Courtright and Stanford. Now a steal for Steven Anderson, and he gets it to go. A steal at half court, and Anderson puts it home, And it's Stanford with a 5-3 lead over South Courtright. And now South Courtright bringing it up the floor with Lamport. He puts on the brakes and passes to the right side. Lamport down low looking for Griff Metzko. Right back to Lamport, left side. Little 360 spin. Boy, that was pretty. Up for the left-handed layup. Can't get it to go. A rebound goes up, and that one is blocked out of there as that was Brett Post going up for it. And it was swatted away, and Stanford comes up with the ball. 4:50 to go, first quarter. It's Stanford 5, South Courtright 3. And this is shaping up to be a great Western Gunslingers battle here tonight between Stanford and SK. Here's Jeff Matice, right side for a three. Got it. Matice from downtown, and Stanford has opened up an 8-3 lead over undefeated South Courtright with 4.5 to go, first quarter. Here is Brunson back for Lamport. Scoots one ahead for Griff Metzko. Metzko on the right side, back for Brunson. Now for Lamport, left side, finds Porter along the baseline, stripped out of there by the quick hands of Keyshawn Scott. And Scott will rip it down the floor here to the left side. Passes off for Ogborn. He goes up, it's blocked, and he's fouled. And now Connor Ogborn will go to the line as that's a shooting foul. And let's see who they get on the foul there. And South Courtright's going to take a timeout. We'll see who the foul is on when we come back. Stanford leading South Courtright 8-3 in the Boys Delaware League crossover title game with 4:16 to go in the first quarter. We'll be back. I'm Nate Lull on CDL.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Connor Ogborn is going to go to the line, and it looks like they've had a little scoreboard issue here at SUNY Delhi, as the scoreboard just went blank up at the new Jumbotron here. So let's take a break here to talk about some of our special sponsors here for tonight's game between SK and Stanford. Sunrise Heating of Stanford is the area's leading provider for propane sales and service in Delaware County. You can call them today at 652-7951. That's 652-7951 for Sunrise Heating of Stanford. Also, Robinson Terrace Senior and Assisted Living Facility in Stanford. Discover the difference at Robinson Terrace in Stanford, a place like home. Sports Field Specialties of Delhi, as well as the Delaware National Bank of Delhi. You can check them out online at dnbd.net. Also, Brian the Photo Guy is here tonight taking photos. He's got hundreds of thousands of local sports photos, mostly high school soccer and basketball, as well as SUNY Delhi College Sports, General Clinton Canoe Regatta, Oneonta Outlaws, and more. You can find Brian on Facebook today. Broken Spoke Stables of Hobart. Call them at 538-9651 or online at brokenspokestables.com. They offer boarding, lessons, trail rides, and summer camps. Allison Oil Company of Andes for great, friendly customer service in the Delhi area. Call Allison Oil today at 845-676-HEAT. And it looks like our scoreboard situation is now all set to go. We came back from break, and Connor Ogborn was about to shoot his foul shots. Scoreboard just went completely blank, and now they have it back up. So 4:16 to go, first quarter, and it's 8-3. And first shot here is for Ogborn, up and good. Well, Ogborn got him. Was just talking to some other people here at the table. Something got unplugged underneath, and never a good thing when it gets unplugged. So everything gets reset. Ogborn, second shot, no good. Rims out, and South Courtright with a rebound, and here comes Lamport, and you can see he's ready to roll here for South Courtright as they go right to left. Lamport with the ball, skips it across here for Metzko. Metzko outside the three-point line, bounces one back up for Lamport. 4 minutes to go, first quarter. It's Stanford 9 and SK 3. And now a steal by Keyshawn Scott, but Griff Metzko, equally as fast, gets it right back and keeps it alive here for the Rams. Left side for Lamport. Lamport to the foul line, kicks it out for Porter. He lost the handle there, looking for some options. 5 on the shot clock. Left side for Metzko, pull up 3, rattled out, and Matice a rebound for Stanford. And a kick out here to Keyshawn Scott. And this has got to build some confidence here for the Indians to get off to a great start like this. Colby Fancher from way downtown, and that one rims out. And now South Courtright looking to run. Lamport ahead for Metzko. He's in for the left-handed layup. Missed it, but Lamport is there for the putback. Ty Lamport with all 5 points so far for SK, and it's 9-5. He was there to clean up the mess after Metzko couldn't put it down. 3:15 to go, first quarter. It is Stanford 9 and SK 5. Here's Keyshawn Scott into the corner for Steven Anderson. The triple is good. And Anderson has 8 of the 12 points to start it off here for Stanford. Great effort from him. And it's 12-5. Here's Metzko trying to get to the 10. Lost control. Ball out of bounds. Courtright could not save it. Ball on the end line. And it goes back to Stanford. And Brett Post is going to check back in, as Bruce Dunkel had been in after that timeout, and now he'll go back to the bench. So 2:58 to go, first quarter. It's Courtright trailing Stanford 12-5 here at SUNY Delhi in the boys' crossover championship contest. Fancher gets to half court. Back to the basket now, looking for some options. Gets through a SK double team. Leaves it off for Keyshawn Scott, and his jumper is going to be short. Falls down, gets his own rebound, up and in. Keyshawn Scott. Good fundamentals there. Followed it up, and it's 14-5. 2.5 to go in the first quarter, and Stanford wowing the crowd here tonight with a 14-5 lead. But back the other way, Brett Post goes baseline, reverse layup and in, and it's 14-7. That's just the bucket that SK needed. And now at half court, Keyshawn Scott is tripped up. No foul is called, and SK will come away. Lamport lost it, goes to the 10, and he's fouled. And Stanford head coach Greg O'Connell wants to lose his mind, not only about the call that his guy didn't get at being tripped at half court, but then he thought Lamport really sold that one pretty well, I think. 2:15 to go in the first quarter. 14-7 is the score, and Lamport will go to the line here to shoot two for Courtright. So Ty Lamport, one of the best players in the area, and only a junior wearing number 12. He's got 5 points here tonight, looking to add to it. There's six. And that makes it 14-8 with 2:15 to go in the first quarter. It's been a back-and-forth affair, and you got to be happy if you're a Stanford fan. They have come out, and they're shooting the ball very well. Lamport to the line for his second opportunity here as Kevin Clark checked in for Stanford after the first shot. Second one is good for Lamport, and he's got seven. It's 14-9. Stanford leading South Courtright with 2:10 to go, first quarter here tonight on WCDO. And now Fancher trying to find Steven Anderson. A little miscommunication there. It went off Anderson's hands and out of bounds. And Greg O'Connell, head coach for Stanford, wants a timeout. 2:07 to go in the first. Stanford 14, SK 9 in the boys' Delaware League crossover finals here on CDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
2:07 to go in the first quarter, and Stanford with a 14-9 lead over the South Courtright boys here in the Delaware League crossover championship contest, live from SUNY Delhi here tonight on CDO. I'm Nate Lowe, and we'll take you the rest of the way. Here are the Rams bringing it up the floor right to left for Ty Lamport, their leader, to the right side outside the three-point line. Lamport, a little give and go with Ari Brunson, gets it back now for Griff Metzko. Left side dribble drive on the baseline, hanging and just off the mark, and a foul. And Metzko with some quick foot speed there to get that open shot. Couldn't get it to go, though. And let's see who the foul. It's going to be on Steven Anderson for a push. So let's see. That's three fouls on the team so far for South Courtright and two for Stanford with a minute 48 to go in the first quarter. SK trying to crawl back into this game. They trail 14-9. Here's Metzko down low for Porter. Great look up and in, and he finishes. Brandon Porter, you don't want him to get hot because he's a great shooter, and now it's 14-11. SK quickly closing up that gap. Left side for Fancher. Now for Steven Anderson. Pump fakes on the three and right back to Fancher left side. Fancher so smooth with the ball, a little behind the back dribble and finding Matthijs in the corner, and he's quickly double teamed and the ball is loose, but he gets it back into the corner for Anderson. He wants that three again, pulls the trigger, it's short, not enough mustard on it this time, but he steals it right back off the rebound, down low for Matthijs, up and in. Jeff Matthijs now with 5 points. 1 minute to go in the first quarter, and it's Stanford 16 and South Courtright 11. Here's Metzko at the top of the key. Metzko, far side, here for Lamport. Steps in, hanging. We'll pass it back out for Metzko. Now for Lamport, as those two working together here with 45 seconds to go. First quarter down low, Ari Brunson off the glass and good. Ari Brunson, his first points of the evening, and it's 16-13. SK, it's like there was no lead at all for Stanford. It just evaporated. 30 seconds to go, first quarter. Here is Keyshawn Scott, left side. Kick out here for Clark in the corner for three. Rims out, gets his own rebound. Can't get it to go. And Metzko gets it, and a long outlet pass ahead here for Post. Post is going to take it to the rim himself. Can't get it to go. Ball out of bounds, and will stay with South Courtright. Brett Post got a long outlet pass there from Metzko, but couldn't get it to go down. And then the rebound rolled out of bounds, but will stay with the Rams with 17 seconds left here in this first quarter. Smart move here by head coach Greg O'Connell, getting some of his starters a quick breather here for that extra 17 seconds as he pulls them out. Also avoids taking another silly foul in this type of a situation. SK gets it in, and the shot is up and no good. Therefore, Sam Fabrikavich, who just came into the contest, off the bench for SK. And now back the other way here for Stanford. Ball loose on the floor in the paint. Both teams scrambling for it, and we'll have a whistle. Matthijs of Stanford got tied up with Andrew Post in the paint, and those two were not going to let go of that ball, and the jump ball is going to keep it with Stanford with 3 seconds left here in the first quarter, and a 16-13 lead for the Indians over the Rams. And here is Colby Fancher trying to get the ball in to get one last shot off. They get it up to Matthijs. Matthijs at the top of the key is not going to get one off at the buzzer. Did they count it? Yes, they did. And this place is going crazy. Matthijs, just as I was saying that he wasn't going to get one off, passed it over for Kevin Clark, who heaved one up from about NBA range and somehow got it to go in. And Stanford, at the end of the first quarter, leads 19-13 on a deep three there from Kevin Clark. Unbelievable. We'll take a quick break and be right back here on CDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area. Local athletes.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Start of the second quarter here live from SUNY Delhi. It's the boys' Delaware League crossover championship contest. Start of the second, Stanford leading South Courtright 19-13, but Brandon Porter with a three ball can't get it to go. Thought maybe he was going to cut it right back to a three-point game, as Porter is always deadly from downtown, but couldn't get it to go. Fancher brings it up the floor here, so impressed with his ball handling skills here tonight for Stanford. Fancher right side here for Clark, who hit that buzzer beater three at the end of the quarter from NBA range to give Stanford this 19-13 lead. Fancher, left side, gets it back, kicks it out here for Matthijs. Matthijs back for Fancher in the corner with 10 on the shot clock, and he's fouled as he tries the dribble drive. And Fancher, he's just so quick with that first step. Extremely hard to stop him, and that's what Brett Post found out as he tried to go around him. And so 7:23 to go, second quarter. 19-13 is the score. Stanford on top of South Courtright. course, the Rams are 18-0 and highly ranked in the New York State Class D rankings. Stanford gets it in. Steven Anderson, a quick jumper. It was short, and he was wide open and couldn't get it to roll down. And here comes Lamport back the other way for the Rams. Right side, tries to skip one over for Porter. Intercepted, knocked out of bounds, and they'll say it was last touch by Porter. Good defense there by Ogborn and Fancher for Stanford to cause the turnover. Goes right back to the Indians. And SK is going to come with some full court pressure here. Pretty much a full court man-to-man, but Keyshawn Scott is able to break it down the right side here for the Indians. And here is Scott, little one-handed pass to Ogborn at the high post. Kicks it back out, but he traveled, shuffled his feet there as he was kind of off balance before he could kick it back out. So 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. It's 19-13. Stanford leading South Corey. Great contest here so far tonight, live from SUNY Delhi. Thanks for joining us here tonight on WCDO. And here is Metzko up the right side, finding Brandon Porter. He's right at half court and has to flip one back over for Metzko. Now for Lamport, who passes chest to chest right back to Metzko. They set it up here against the 2-3 zone for Stanford. Lamport to the right side, passing one for Metzko. Gets a bounce down low, can't get the left-handed layup. Rebound for Brett Post. He goes up, and he can't convert. And a rebound for Stanford. And here is Keyshawn Scott down the left side, and he's blocked from behind, but Fancher is there and puts it in. Keyshawn Scott was partially blocked by Ty Lamport, but Fancher was right there in transition and was able to scoop it up and put it in. Stanford leads 21-13. South court right with the ball, and here's Lamport to the right side. Back out for Porter. Porter gets into the paint, tries a little baby hook instead. It will pass out for Brett Post. And now Bob Van Bakkenburg is going to call a timeout here for South Courtright, as he does not like what he sees from his Rams offense at the moment. 6:07 to go in the second quarter. It's Stanford 21, SK 13. We'll be right back here on CDO.
This Valentine's Day, treat the one you love to a romantic dinner at Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria, Union Street in Sydney. Start with one of their delicious appetizers, steamed clams, shrimp cocktail, or stuffed mushrooms. Then select from their regular menu or their Valentine's specials, including prime rib with scallops and shrimp, pan-seared salmon, or chicken piccata. Dinners include a complimentary glass of wine for the ladies. Show her how much you love her this Valentine's Day. Call Roma's in Sydney today for reservations. 563-8888.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
We are back underway here between Stanford and South Courtright. Five on the shot clock here after the timeout. Let's see if South Courtright can get it off. They were unaware of the shot clock. I think they knew it was getting close, but not that close, and Brandon Porter couldn't get the shot off. And the Rams are struggling here in the second quarter. They trail Stanford 21-13 with 5:50 to go in the second quarter. And Fancher will bring the ball up the floor here for the Indians. Again, they hadn't been in the finals since 1982. They were here last year and lost to Courtright, and now they're here again 2 years in a row. Keyshawn Scott for three, right side off the mark, and Lamport another rebound. He brings it up the floor, and he's fouled. Lamport was fouled by Keyshawn Scott, and that was a touch foul on the wrist. With 5:35 to go in the second quarter, Brunson is going to come back in here, and Andrew Post will go to the bench for South Courtright. So 5:35 to go in the second quarter, and Metzko will get it in to Lamport, who will bring it up the floor. Lamport, a kick out for Porter, and into the corner for Brett Post. Post to the high post now for Lamport. Lamport instead will pull it out. Now he tries to go baseline, and he's fouled by Jeff Matthijs. And you got to give it to Ty Lamport here. He knows these officials are calling this as a pretty tight game. I don't really know if that was a foul in my book there on Jeff Matthijs, but good heads-up play by Lamport. Keep driving to the basket. It looks like you're going to get those calls here tonight. 5:20 to go, second quarter. South Courtright trailing 21-13 to Stanford in the Delaware League boys crossover title game. Lamport in the corner for three, left side. It's short. Rebound for Steven Anderson. Indians with such good size for the glass here tonight. Ahead for Fancher. Coast to coast, up and in. Colby Fancher puts it home, and it's 23-13. Stanford on top. And now here is Porter, left side, and he's fouled as he goes for the two-point jumper. And wow, this is going to be two quick fouls here on Jeff Mattis. And Mattis is one of the big forces down low here for the Indians, and we'll see if Greg O'Connell is going to leave him in, roll the dice a little bit. It's early in the contest for him to have two fouls, and Brandon Porter is going to go to the line. Again, 4:56 to go in the second quarter. Here's the team foul situation. Stanford with five and SK with four. And Stanford with a 23-13 lead. Porter's first shot is good. So Porter now with three. I think coming into the game, I think a lot of people thought Stanford could play with South Courtright, who again is undefeated, 18-0 on the season. But I don't think many people would have guessed they'd be up like this before the halftime break. Porter, the second one is good, and they're going to say he was shooting a three. I thought his toe was on the line, but he's going to get all three from the line here. So Porter with 4 points so far tonight, trying to make it five for himself, and he does. So that was huge, and Brandon Porter cuts it to a 23-16 lead. Stanford on top of South Courtright. Fancher down the right side, walking the tightrope there, the tightrope along the half-court line. Mattis with the ball, gets it to Keyshawn Scott, and now to Fancher in the corner. Fancher left side, passing down low for Ogborn, but it's stolen away here by South Courtright's Ari Brunson. Brunson, an outlet pass ahead for Porter. Pump fakes on the three, gets it back for Lamport. Great pass down low for Brett Post, up and in. And Brett Post now with 4 points, and Courtright is starting to chip away. It's 23-18, Stanford on top, with 4:15 to go, second quarter. Here's Keyshawn Scott going right to left here for the Indians. They're in the all-white tonight with the black and purple trim. Courtright's in the royal blue with the white trim. Keyshawn Scott right side. Passes out for Ogborn for three, and it was kind of tipped as he went up for the shot, lost it, and then a foul on Ogborn as he tried to steal it back. So 4 minutes to go in the second quarter, and now you can kind of start to feel the momentum turn back towards South Courtright as they trail 23-18. They were down 10 just a minute ago. This is how explosive this Courtright team can be, though, and the experience that they have as they go right to left. Griff Metzko brings it up the floor, gets it ahead for Lamport. He's going to take it right to the bucket, and the Dr. J finger roll is no good, but Porter with a rebound, and he gets it back up top for Metzko. Now for Porter, left side. He's got Ogborn right in his face. They work it around the zone. Far side for Lamport, through his hands and out of bounds. Much to the delight of the Stanford folks behind us. Lamport was just one step ahead of himself there, and the ball slipped through his fingertips and rolled out of play. 3:45 to go in the second quarter. 23-18 is the score. Stanford is on top of South Courtright. The Indians bringing the ball down the floor, going left to right. Here's Mattis, left side, tries to feed it for Steven Anderson, but he ran right into a wall of South Courtright Rams, and Metzko will take it away. Metzko going right to left, gets into the paint, up off the glass. The hanging runner is good. Unbelievable athletic play. The first points of the night for Griff Metzko, and it's a three-point game, 23-20. Greg O'Connell hollering to his guys to settle down. And Kevin Clark brings it down the floor, lost the handle, it rolls out of play, but will stay with the Stanford Indians as they will inbound directly in front of the SK bench. Ty Swantak's going to check into the contest here tonight for South Courtright. So both these teams have a deep bench. They're not afraid to use it, especially the SK Rams. Stanford gets it into Mattis, who, again, the big guy is playing with two fouls here, and he's one of the starters and key pieces for Stanford. Fancher to the left side, dribbles around Lamport, gets down low, tries to go up with a shot. No call. The ball out of bounds, out of Fancher's hands, and we'll go back to South Courtright. Fancher not pleased with that call as he went right into the land of the trees there deep in South Courtright territory and didn't get the call. So Stanford was just up 10 a couple of minutes ago. Now it's down to 3, and South Courtright chipping away with 3 minutes to go before the halftime break. It's 23-20. Lamport to the right side, finding Brett Post in the corner along the baseline right side. Back up top for Swantak on the left side baseline. Bounce pass to the high post for Brett Post. And he kicks it back out here for Lamport, who gets inside, but he's stripped and a foul. Oh, and the Stanford fans not happy about that one, as it looked like a clean strip with 2:40 to go here in the second quarter. And Lamport is going to shoot 1-1, as this is the seventh foul here in the first half against Stanford. There's 7 on Stanford and 5 on South Court right. So Lamport will go to the line here. He's got seven. And Greg O'Connell is having a great word here tonight with the officials. So Lamport to the line for a 1-1. First shot coming. Lamport puts it home, and he has eight. Again, our broadcast tonight brought to you by many special sponsors, including Lasting Impression Landscape and Excavation of Hobart, Catskill Mountain Embroidery and Screen Printing of Delhi, and Don's Dairy Supply of South Courtright. Two-point game. Lamport trying to make it one, and it rimmed out. So Stanford holds a 23-21 lead with 2:35 to go before the halftime break. Fancher with the ball, looks over to head coach Greg O'Connell, gets some signals, barks it out to the team as they go left to right. Left side here for Kevin Clark, getting some big minutes off the bench here for the Indians. Back to Fancher, left side, looking for options with 15 on the shot clock. Fancher, fall away jumper, no good. Rebound for Ari Brunson. Brunson ahead for Porter. And Porter gets it across the Broncos logo here at half court at SUNY Delhi. Lamport wants that three, but instead will pull it down and goes to the corner here for Ty Swantak. And it's chipped away. Lost it, and Stanford comes up with the loose ball. 2 minutes to go before the halftime break. And Connor Ogborn brings it up the floor here for Stanford, and they'll call a timeout. 1:56 to go in the second quarter. Greg O'Connell calls timeout. It's Stanford 23, South Courtright 21. The boys, Delaware League crossover title game tonight here on CDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Superior also offers on-demand portable Generac generators and generator service. Call 349-0831.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
1:56 to go before the halftime break. You'll want to stay tuned for our halftime break. The Marabito Energy Products halftime report, and we'll hear from SK head coach Bob Van Valkenburg and his thoughts coming into tonight's crossover game against Stanford. And the Indians have had a whale of a first half, giving undefeated South Courtright everything they can handle here. The Indians leading SK 23-21 with a minute 55 to go before the intermission break. Stanford gets the ball in, going left to right. Here's Kevin Clark at the top of the key. Clark, a little three-point move here to the right side. Lost control. Traveling violation on Clark, and the ball will go back to SK. So again, in case you're just joining us, Stanford jumped out to a quick 10-point lead, but SK has chipped away at it here, as you might expect for a team that is highly state-ranked. And they were coming down the floor now to the left side, and it will be a turnover as Brandon Porter travels, and the ball goes right back here to the Indians. And here is Clark. Trying for the inbounds, and they're going to say he stepped in. He stepped over the line as he was losing his balance, and so the ball is going to go right back here to South Courtright. So a couple different turnovers, giving the ball back and forth to each other. And SK will come up with it. Here's their turn with a minute 40 to go before the halftime break. Here's Lamport to the left side. Now for Porter into the left corner for Swantak. Down low for Post. Back out for Swantak. They swing it here for Porter, and he traveled. And again, the carousel of turnovers continues to roll, and this time it will go back to Stanford. So a minute and a half to go before our halftime break, and Clark is going to get another opportunity here to inbound the ball here in front of his own bench for the Indians with a minute and a half to go. And South Courtright is right up in the grill here with some full court pressure. Now they back off as Stanford gets the ball in here to Keyshawn Scott. Scott finding Steven Anderson, and he's blocked out of bounds there by Lamport. Steven Anderson came out red hot here tonight. He's got 8 points, but he's been quiet in the second quarter. So a minute 20 to go in the second quarter. It's 23-21. Stanford on top of South Courtright. They get the ball into Kevin Clark. I've been impressed with Matisse here. He's been playing with two fouls for the Indians pretty much the whole second quarter. Now a shot for Steven Anderson, no good, but gets his own rebound. Passes back out for Clark. Back to Anderson once again. Dribble drive goes down low to Matisse. Up and under and in. Jeff Matisse doing the work of a man, and he puts it home. He's got 7 points. And Stanford has a 25-21 lead. Now the ball in for Ari Brunson. And back for Porter. Now to Lamport, left side as SK goes right to left. Top of the three-point arc. And to the right wing side. Now they'll swing it back to the left. And immediately, right back to the right. Into the corner for Brett Post. Pull-up jumper is short. Not enough spice on it. Rebound for Stanford. Ball is loose, though. And finally, the Indians come away. Keyshawn Scott, a long home run ball ahead for Fancher. Up off the glass. No good. Lamport rips it down. And here we go. End-to-end action. Lamport for Post. Off the glass and in. And he's fouled. Great play there for the Rams. Brett Post with 6 points. That all started when Lamport stole the ball, did a beautiful behind-the-back dribble, and then chucked one ahead for Brett Post, who put it in. And those are skills you just can't teach, folks. He's just smooth. He's just natural. And that was a great, great play there by Ty Lamport. 24 seconds to go in the second quarter. It's 25-23. And Brett Post will go to the line to try to complete the three-point play. He's got 6. Can he make it 7? He does. So Brett Post with 7 points. And it's Stanford 25 and South Courtright 24. 20 seconds to go in the second quarter. And here is Keyshawn Scott bringing it up the floor to the right side, trying to shake and bake around Lamport. Throws one into the corner for Matthijs, who lost it as he tried to feed one down low for Anderson. Stanford wants to say that one was tipped by South Courtright. They're not going to get the call. And Courtright, they were down 10. Now they're down 1. They might have a chance to go into the locker room with a lead here as they're going to have the ball with 12 seconds left. And they get the ball safely into the hands of Lamport, who is going to bring it up the floor. He avoids some pressure. Lamport is going to take it down low for Post, and a charge is the call. Jeff Matthijs put his feet in the soil, sacrificed the body, and when Lamport went shoulder to shoulder with him, they called the charge, and that's going to be the first one on Lamport. So now 4.8 seconds left in the second quarter. It's 25-24, Stanford on top of SK. And let's see if Stanford can get off one last shot. 4 seconds should be enough if they can get it in clean to maybe get, you know, a half-court shot or maybe just over the line if they can get there. Keyshawn Scott is going to be the ball handler, it looks like. Fancher is at half-court as they're looking to break free with 4.8 seconds to go in the second quarter. So here is Ogborn waiting for the ball to come in. Ogborn looking to get it into Scott, and he does. 4 seconds left. Scott gets over half court. He's going to get a good look at the buzzer. No good. Off the back rim. 25-24 is our halftime score. South Courtright did a good job. They were down 10 to come back here. And Stanford ahead, again, 25-24 at our halftime break. When we come back, we'll hear from SK head coach Bob Van Balkenburg. We'll also have our Morabito Energy Products halftime report as well. We got a great one on our hands here, folks, for the boys. Delaware League Crossover Championship. I'm Nate Lowe, and we'll be right back with more here on CDO.
You get up, you go out, and then you work hard in a day filled with dares and dreams and disasters. But you come home and recharge and re-enlist to do it all over again the next day. It is life, after all. The good, the bad, the thrilling. And we're here to help. Morabito. Energy for every part of life.
The Oneonta Job Corps is happy to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. We remind parents that if your student has quit school or has graduated with no direction, we can help. Oneonta Job Corps offers a free hands-on training and education program to income-qualified young people ages 16 to 24. Students can live on campus and receive meals and basic health care. Non-resident students are also welcome. Best of all, there is open enrollment. Students are accepted any time of year. Learn more by calling 431-1445 or 431-1446. Oneonta Job Corps. Success lasts a lifetime.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this basketball season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Nate Lull here for WCDO Sports. It's our first time bringing you the Delaware League crossover games. The boys contest is South Courtright and Stanford, and we're joined by longtime SK boys coach Bob Van Valkenburg. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us on this year.
Coach, has to be exciting always to get your guys, your team up to SUNY Delhi to get into this contest. You're playing Stanford for the second year in a row. Your thoughts as you head into this game here tonight?
Well, it's one of our goals every year is to get to the crossover game. And yes, it's our back-to-back years playing Stanford. We have a nearby rivalry with them. No, it should be a real exciting ball game. Stanford has they have a team that you can't just rely on stopping one player. They got multiple options, so it should be an interesting game.
Coach, when you played them in the regular season, you had a nice win against them. But you know, being that you guys have done very well this season, you're undefeated. Do you feel like every time you step out on the court against the team, you're going to get their best shot?
Yeah, I don't think the first game we played very well. We got on early in the game. I think this game would be much tighter, and we don't talk about our record very often, but we do know that every team would like to knock us off. So, yeah, you got to have your kids ready to play at this time of the year.
Coach, of course, one of your standouts is junior Ty Lamport, a kid that certainly seems like he puts the time in during the off season and is just, you know, a great athlete for you. Can you talk about what he brings to the table here for the Rams?
Well, he's a excellent ball player, very good defender. He's long. He's quick on offense. You know, he's our main ball handler. Gets to the rim. You know, he has a great first step. He can knock down the three. He leads us in steals, assists, rebounds. He does it all. He does a little bit of everything for us. And like you said, he puts a lot of time in the offseason to get where he is today.
Coach, another one of your guys that always intrigues me, of course, is Griff Metzko. Almost seems from an outsider's perspective like he's like having another coach on the court out there. Great soccer player as well and baseball too. Can you talk about what he brings to the table? He just seems like such a cool, calm, and collected guy.
Well, he's played varsity baseball and soccer since eighth grade. He's been on the varsity basketball since ninth grade, so I've had a pleasure of getting a lot of seasons out of him. He's, you know, he's always going to bring his all. I mean, he just gives you everything he got, and he makes it tough for teams to guard him as well, being a lefty. And he jumps for his size. He jumps extremely well, but Griff's the type of kid that you wish you had 10 of them.
Coach, we talked about this just a little earlier, that you feel like you always get every team's best shot. South Courtright has such a great legacy, it seems. You feel pressure with that, I guess. Is it something you talk about with the guys that everybody seems to be coming for you? And, you know, how exactly have you built this legacy where year after year you're able to put a quality team on the court?
Well, I think the kids, when they're younger, they see these kids playing in these big games and see the, you know, the bigger crowd, and I think it's sort of built on itself. And I've been fortunate to have kids who want to work hard and want to, you know, be part of the program. Yeah, there's no doubt there's pressure, but so you always have to deal with that.
Coach, one thing we always like to do, we don't want to look ahead necessarily past the crossover game, but the upcoming Section 4 Class D tournament certainly looks like, you know, that you'll have a variety of different teams from all the different leagues. Your thoughts on the sectional tournament here before you even see your seedings or get started, but certainly looks like there's going to be a lot of quality teams this year.
Oh, yeah. You know, I think it's going to be wide open. You know, I always really don't believe in, you know, where your seed is. Looks good on paper, but there's a number of teams that could, you know, get to the finals. So you just got to take it one game at a time. The seed's, that's just a number.
South Courtright head coach Bob Van Valkenburg. Coach, thanks for joining us, and good luck tonight against Stanford.
Okay, thank you very much.
This is Nate Law. We'll be right back with the Delaware League crossover games on WCDO.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600. and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you live tonight here on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. It's now time for our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Mirabito, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Our halftime score live from SUNY Delhi in the Delaware League Crossover Boys Championship game is Stanford leading South Courtright 25-24. Heck of a game so far here tonight. Let's go through our scoring summary. First for Stanford, they're led by 8 points from Steven Anderson, 7 from Jeff Matice, 4 from Colby Fancher, 3 from Kevin Clark, 2 from Keyshawn Scott, and 1 from Connor Ogborn. On the other side for SK, 8 points from Ty Lamport, 7 from Brett Post, 5 from Brandon Porter, and 2 apiece from Ari Brunson and Griff Metzko. Both teams coming back out and taking the floor at this time, and I just want to recognize some of our special sponsors for tonight's game. We wouldn't be here without you. Shindello Federal Credit Union, Main Street in Franklin, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, Smith Insurance, located on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, Jessup House Building Supply in Sydney Center, of course, Sydney Federal Credit Union, Neighbors Insurance on Route 7 in Sydney and Oneonta, Cohen and Frazier Builders of Franklin, attorney Dolores G. Fogarty in Unadilla, McDowell and Walker with locations in Delhi, Afton, and on Mang Drive in Sydney, many other sponsors as well, including Assemblyman Cliff Crouch, Superior Heat and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney, and C.H. Landers Funeral Home on Main Street in downtown Sydney. Also including Sunrise Heating of Stamford, Robinson Terrace Senior and Assisted Living Facility in Stamford, Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi, the Delaware National Bank of Delhi as well, Brian the Photo Guy, the South Courtright School Community Organization, Broken Spoke Stables of Hobart, Allison Oil Company of Andes, Lasting Impression Landscape and Excavation of Hobart, Don's Dairy Supply of South Courtright, and Catskill Mountain Embroidery and Screen Printing of Delhi, a special sponsors, a big thank you to all our special sponsors here for letting us be here tonight for this contest. Let's take one last 30-second break. We'll come back with the start of the third quarter here on WCDL.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the third quarter here tonight, 25-24, live from SUNY Delhi. And it's Stanford on top of South Courtright. Second half about to start here in the boys' Delaware League title game. South Courtright going left to right on your radio dial to start this third quarter. They are in the royal blue with the white trim. Stanford is in the white uniforms tonight with the purple trim. Packed house here tonight at Floyd L. Maines Arena on the campus of SUNY Delhi. It's how it is here every year, and this is going to be one of our new traditions here on CDO to be here for these games. Of course, we'll be back tomorrow. Going to have four games for you tomorrow, the MAC and the Tri-Valley Championships tomorrow, 2, 4, 6, and 8. Yeah, the two games for the MAC are at 2 and 4, the boys, then the girls, and then the Tri-Valley, the girls, then the boys, all from Hartwick College. If you have some free time, stop up there tomorrow. It's going to be some great local basketball. MAC and Tri-Valley Championships tomorrow at Hartwick, all live here on CDO. But before we get there, we have a little bit of business to finish up here between Stanford and South Courtright, live from SUNY Delhi, the Delaware League crossover game. Stanford will have the ball to start the second half, and here's Colby Fancher up for the layup and no good. A rebound for Griff Metzko, and down the right side he goes, up off the glass and good. Griff Metzko coast to coast, and nobody stepped in front of him, and Metzko now has 4 points, and SK takes the lead 26-25. Good way to start the second half if you're a Ram fan. And now a steal by Metzko. Ahead for Lamport. Down the right side, up and in. Nice job by Ty Lamport off the steal from Metzko. And Lamport's got 10. It's 28-25 now. South Courtright with a three-point lead. And here is Keyshawn Scott. Ahead for Steven Anderson into the corner for Colby Fancher. Fancher outside the three-point line. Falling away. Gets it to go. I thought he was dead in the water on the baseline, and he had a little fall-away jumper, and he put it in. Now back the other way for Metzko. Can't get the roll. Did all the work, went baseline drive, and it just rimmed out. 6:58 to go in the third. It's 28-27, South Courtright on top of Stanford. And now the ball, after the Metzko miss, rolled out of bounds and will stay with Stanford. So Stanford coming again through the full-court press, and here's Fancher. Such a good ball handler. Gets into the paint, up off the glass, and good. Fancher's got 8 points, and he made that one look silky smooth. Stanford recaptures the lead 29-28 with 6:40 to go, third quarter, live here from SUNY Delhi. Here's Metzko, the senior at the top of the key, left side. Now here for Brett Post. Post outside the three-point line, finding Brandon Porter. And now for Metzko at the top of the key, looking to break down the defense. Goes down low. And now a pass out for Lamport, right side for three, rimmed out, and a rebound for Jeff Matthijs of Stanford. Outlet pass ahead for Connor Ogborn. He goes down the right side, to the rim, up and off the rim, no good. Gets his own rebound, and he's fouled. Connor Ogborn doing it all himself there, drove the floor, missed the first layup, but somehow squeezed in between two South Courtright guys, got the rebound, went back up, and was fouled. 6:14 to go in the third quarter. It's Stanford 29, South Courtright 28. Ogborn to the line. First shot for the lefty is no good. Hit the back of the rim, the front of the rim, and then popped out. Second one coming here for Ogborn, the senior. He's got 1 point so far tonight. Second one coming. And this one, again, rims out, and Lamport rips down a rebound. And Lamport will walk it up the floor here for the Rams. He crosses the big Bronco logo at half court, gets into the paint, knocks one outside here for Metzko, hanging in the air, dumps one off for Porter, and that one is off the mark, no good. And Ogborn is right there for the rebound, lost it out of bounds, but they'll say it was last touched by the Rams. So it'll stay with the Indians. 6 minutes to go, third quarter. It's still a one-point game, and you can kind of feel it in here. Everybody holding their breaths as we wait to see how this one will play out. And here is Fancher, gets into the paint, down low, off for Matthijs, up, and he's fouled. Jeff Matthijs puts it home. He's got 9 points, and he's going to try to get the double figures here with the old-fashioned three-point play at the line, and the Stanford fans are going crazy. Matthijs, I'm so impressed with him. He played the whole second quarter pretty much with those two fouls and didn't pick up another one. And so Matthijs to the line here, and Stanford with a 31-28 lead. South Courtright goes to the bench. Andrew Post will come back in, as well as Ty Swantak. And so Matthijs again to the line, waiting for the three-point play. See if he can convert. And the building gets really, really quiet as we wait for the foul shot. And it's up and short. Not enough mustard on that one. And SK comes down with the rebound and Brett Post. And Metzko will walk it up the floor, going left to right. Metzko at the top of the key, closely guarded by Keyshawn Scott. Metzko shakes off a screen, doesn't want it. Now they go to the corner for Brett Post. Back up for Swantak at the top of the key again. Far side for Metzko. Little dribble drive, easily getting to the tin, up and in. Griff Metzko coming alive here in the second half. He's got 6 points. It's 31-30. Fancher back the other way for Matthijs. Goes up, pump fake, and he's fouled. And that seems to be the recipe for success here for Stanford. Fancher with the slash and dash, get it down low and dump it off for Jeff Matthijs. And now a timeout taken by head coach Bobby Vann. He wants to talk it over. 5:16 to go in the third. It's Stanford 31, SK 30. We'll be right back on CDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
You
your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
5:15 to go in the third quarter. Stanford leading 31-30. And here is Jeff Matthys, again, his second straight trip to the foul line, and he'll shoot two as he got fouled on the right low block. And here he comes at the line. First one for Matthys is no good. Rims out. Hit the front of the rim, rolled to the left side, and then popped out. And Matthys is just a load down low. I don't think SK really has anyone to match him physically, and they're just doing everything they can to get a body on him. Second shot coming here for Matthys, and it's good. So Matthys puts it in. He's got 10. He's into double figures here for the senior. And Stanford with a two-point lead, 32-30. 5:10 to go in the third quarter. Mets go to the right side. Looking to the corner for Lamport. He's double-teamed and knocks it down low for Andrew Post. And he goes up. His shot is blocked, and they'll say it was a foul. And so let's see who they get the foul on underneath. I'll be interested to see. And I believe that was going to be on Keyshawn Scott. Yes, it is. And so it was in the act of shooting. So Andrew Post, the junior, number 24, will go to the line. With 5 minutes to go in the third quarter, Stanford leading 32-30 over SK. And Post to the line. First one is up and good for Andrew Post. He got into some early foul trouble, and head coach Bob Van Valkenburg took him out of the game, put Ari Brunson in. And now in the second half, Post coming right back in. Second one for Andrew Post is off the back rim, no good. And skying for the rebound is Steven Anderson, who has 8 points. Pretty much all in the first quarter. He's been quiet. The Indians will need him to come alive again. Fancher to the left side. Little 360 spin. Right side. Chest pass here for Keyshawn Scott. Scott back for Fancher. And now back for Keyshawn Scott for a three. It popped out. Ball is loose. And Matthys hustling for the rebound. Passes down low. And it's intercepted here by Griff Metzko, who goes diving headfirst out of bounds but couldn't save it. And it'll stay with Stanford. And you can see both teams here not afraid to get down and dirty on the floor as Metzko, with no regard for his body there, just went flying out of bounds. Stanford gets it in to Matthys, and he's fouled. Third straight time they've been able to get it down low to Matthys at the right low block, and he just sells that pump fake, and then he gets fouled every time. And this has got to be driving the South Courtright coaching staff bonkers at the moment. And so here's Matthys right back to the line. Stanford leading 32-31 with 4:35 to go in the third quarter. And again, the big fella from the charity stripe. Matthys' first shot is good. So Matthys with 11. And that's also the third foul on Brett Post, who's going to stay in the game. They're actually going to sub in for Andrew Post. He comes out, and Bruce Dunkel will come back in here for SK. So Matthys, again, second shot from the line with 4:35 to go in the third. Nothing but net. And Matthys has got 12. He's becoming a big factor in the second half. Stanford leads by 3, 34-31. Right side for Metzko. Stanford still sitting. What looks like a very high 3-2 zone at the moment. Really watching the corners here where South Courtright looks to pass the ball against the zone. Swantak, left side, intercepted by Connor Ogborn. Great hands. Lamport steals it back, but then Anderson takes it right back away for the Indians. And now Fancher will walk it up the floor. Again, crossing half court. Looks over to head coach Greg O'Connell. Gets some signals. Now finds Steven Anderson. Anderson in the corner. His pass is tipped by Metzko into the Stanford cheerleaders and out of bounds. 3:58 to go. Third quarter. 19 seconds left on the shot clock. Ty Lamport has also been quiet here in this latter part of the third quarter. He came right out on fire to start the third and has been quiet since then. They get it into Matthys. Hanging in the air, and he'll get fouled. Goes to the line. This is the fourth straight trip to the line here for Jeff Matthys. And SK just does not have an answer for him at the moment. And let's see who this one is on. They're going to put this one on Bruce Dunkel. But Matthys, you know, in the first half, they weren't calling these. They were really letting it go. In the second half, it has been a much tighter game in terms of the fouls called. Matthys at the line. It's good. And Matthys says, I'll sit here all day and make these if you're going to let me. It's 35-31 now, Stanford ahead with 3:54 to go in the third. And Matthys to the line for his second shot for Stanford. Matthys holding his breath and now puts it up no good, and Lamport skies for the rebound. Lamportha Jr., one of the best players in the area with 10 points. Elbow jumper right side, got it. Lamport with 10, and he made that one look easy. It's 35-33. And every time you think Stanford's going to build up that lead again, SK is right there to answer. Fancher at half court, closely guarded by Lamport. What a matchup. A bounce pass to the left side is kicked by Griff Metzko, bringing up the whistle. Ball stays with Stanford. They will inbound in front of their own bench. Stanford going right to left here in the second half. Fancher to my left here as I'm at midcourt. Will inbounds the ball. Gets it into Keyshawn Scott. Kick out for Steven Anderson in the corner. No good, and that's the shot you want him to take. It just wouldn't go down. Lamport down the left side, and he was stripped of the ball. It goes out of bounds, and we'll go back to Stanford. Tough play to see from our angle as Lamport and Fancher pretty much went one-on-one, and Fancher somehow punched it out of bounds, and the referee said it will go back to Stanford. Two-point lead for the Indians, 35-33. We got a great game on our hands here, folks. Don't turn the dial from WCDO. Ball is loose now on the floor, and Porter will come out of the scrap with it there for the Rams. And Metzko gets across half court to the left side, gets into the paint, makes it look easy, up and in. Griff Metzko. Unbelievable. The body control he had to have to do that. And we're tied up at 35. 2:50 to go in this third quarter. And Stanford brings it up the floor, and Greg O'Connell wants to take a timeout here for Stanford. Once again, we're tied up at 35 with 2:50 to go in the third quarter. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
2:50 to go in the third, and we're tied up at 35 in the Boys Delaware League crossover championship game live from SUNY Delhi. I'm Nate Lowe. Thanks for joining us here on CDO and also WCDOsports.com. And both these fan bases are pretty fired up here tonight for the Rams and for Stanford. Stanford has the ball going right to left. And here is Kevin Clark outside the three-point line right side as Stanford goes right to left. Clark to the 10. Couldn't get it to go. And now a foul and a whistle on the rebound. 2:37 to go in this third quarter. 35-35 is the score. And the foul, it looks like, will be on Steven Anderson. So here's the team foul situation in case you're keeping track at home. 6 for South Courtright, and that's 2 in the second half here on Stanford. Metzko will bring it up the floor. Bounce pass to the right side here for Brett Post. Back up for Metzko. Left side for Porter. Into the corner for Ari Brunson. Brunson for Metzko at the top of the key. Metzko gets to the foul line, works his way down low, left-handed hook up and good. And Metzko's got 10. And South Courtright, just like that, takes a 37-35 lead with 2:05 to go. And again, it really feels like Stanford is in control of this game. And then you look up and Courtright is up by 2. It's unbelievable. And now a backcourt violation is the call with 2 minutes to go. It's 37-35, and Stanford did not agree with that. They thought it was tipped, and when Fancher went back to get it, he thought he was going to be free and clear, but the Zebra Crew says no. And so Stanford now trailing 37-35 with a minute 55 to go third quarter. Here's Metzko all the way to the bucket again, and it's blocked, and he's fouled. Metzko with a unbelievable first step gets to the rim, and again, Stanford faithful not happy with that call. And so Metzko will head to the line here to shoot 2. Out-of-town score to look at here. The Sydney girls taking down Candor tonight, 35-33 up there in Sydney. So a nice job there by the Lady Warriors. Just wanted to pass along that out-of-town score. So the first shot here for Metzko was up and good, but in the middle of his foul shot, there was a buzzer from the scorer's table. So I believe they're going to, well, they will count the shot. So Metzko's shot is up and good, so that gives them 11. And, oh, I see the buzzer was because they were not sure who the foul was on as called by the officials. So lucky for Griff Metzko, that shot was in midair, and the buzzer didn't distract him. Let's go to the line. Second shot is no good. Off the side of the rim, and the rebound loose on the floor. Both teams wrestling and scrambling, and somehow Fancher comes away. Down the left side. Fancher with the ball. And he passes out for Kevin Clark, and back up for Fancher. SK leads Stanford 38-35 with a minute 35 to go third quarter, and now a traveling violation against Stanford and Kevin Clark. Clark, the sophomore, is going to come back out of the game here, and Keyshawn Scott's going to go back in, the junior. 1:35 to go in this third quarter. It's 38-35, and again, South Court, it was down 10. They were down 23-13 to start the second quarter. Not to start the second quarter, but early in the second quarter. And they have found a way to get back in this game. Now they go down low for Ty Lamport, who passes over for Ari Brunson, and he couldn't hang on. And Stanford with a steal. 1:20 to go here in this third quarter. It's 38-35. Fancher with the ball to the right side. Fancher passes into the corner now for Anderson. Anderson for Matice. Gets it down low for Kevin Clark. Back out for Fancher. Fancher, smooth moves, goes up with the bucket, can't get it to go. The iron, unkind to the Indians. And now we're going to have a foul coming back up the floor on Fancher against Griff Metzko. I think if you're Fancher, you just got to back off a little bit there. Maybe I know he was going for the steal, and I know he's quick enough to do it. But the way these refs are calling this game right now, you just can't take that chance. 57 seconds to go in the third quarter, and SK with a 38-35 lead. And that's going to be the third foul on Kobe Fancher. So head coach Greg O'Connell is going to pull him out to protect him here for the rest of the third, because they need him going down the stretch to bring up the ball in the fourth quarter. Metzko will walk it up the floor, crosses the big SUNY Broncos logo here at SUNY Delhi, as SK goes left to right here in their royal blue uniforms with the white trim. Stanford's in the white with the purple trim. Here's Porter, left side three for South Court, right, no good. Gets his own rebound. Back up top for Metzko for three. Rimmed out, no good. Lamport picks it up. Up and in, and it's good. Lamport's got 14, and he's going to have a chance for a three-point play, and the Rams fans are erupting on the far side. 35 seconds to go, third quarter, and SK with their biggest lead of the evening. It's 40-35, and Lamport to the line. Trying to complete this three-point play, and that's hard. I mean, Lamport is just an athletic kid, and he just out-jumped two Stanford guys to get the ball. And so here comes Lamport for the three-point play, and he got it. Hit off the front of the rim and gets it to go. Lamport's got 15. Harib Bugaith is going to come in here for Stanford. Bugaith, the sophomore wearing number 3, with 35 seconds to go in this third quarter. It's 41-35, and this is the biggest deficit of the game here for the Indians. So Bugaith will pass it in to Keyshawn Scott, who brings it down the floor on the right side. Bounce pass into the corner for Matice, who got hot early in the corner, but we haven't seen much from him there. And now let's see. It's going to be a foul against Stanford. They're going to call a charge and a push-off against Jeff Matice. They will call the charge, and Matice there looks like just lowered the shoulder a little bit. He's a physical guy, and he just bowled over Brandon Porter. 27 seconds to go in this third quarter in South Court right now, leading 41-35. Eric Laddick will check into the game now here for Stanford. 27 seconds to go, and I think Greg O'Connell is just trying to sub in anybody from his bench right now to protect some of his players, as that's the third foul on Matice. It's 41-35, and let's see, with some of the reserves in, can South Court right take advantage and maybe hit one last shot here to increase their lead at the end of the third quarter. Porter to the left side, back for Metzko. 15 seconds on the game clock. Shot clock is off here at the end of the third quarter. Metzko, top of the key, to the foul line, running jumper. He's fouled. He made the bucket, but they won't count it, and he'll go to the line. They'll say it was on the floor. And so that foul will be on Kevin Clark. And let's take a look up at the scoreboard here, folks, and let's see. With 9 seconds left in the third quarter, there are 6 team fouls on Courtright, and now this is going to be the 7th foul on Stanford. So Griff Metzko is going to shoot 1-1. So Metzko with 11, and Lamport with 15 to lead the way for the Rams. On the other side for the Indians, Matice with 13, Anderson with 8, and Fancher with 8. Metzko cannot make the first shot, and Bugaith with the rebound. Ahead for Keyshawn Scott. 5 seconds to go in the quarter. To the far side for Bugaith for three. Can't get it to go. End of the third quarter, it's 41-35. SK has come storming back to take the lead. Fourth quarter coming up. 8 minutes left to decide this one. I'm Nate Lull here, and we'll be right back on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 26th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all of your financial needs. Visit any one of our offices and join our internet banking services at dnbd.net and use our mobile banking app by searching DNB Mobile Banking in your app store. DNBD, a proud supporter of local high school sports. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
8 minutes up on the clock as we get set for the start of the fourth quarter here live from SUNY Delhi. It's the Delaware League Boys Crossover Contest tonight. Earlier tonight here on CDO, the South Courtright girls defeating Stamford 65-26 to win their second straight Delaware League Crossover Girls title. So congratulations to the SK Lady Rams. They are ranked second in the state in Class D right now. And these boys of South Courtright, I believe, are ranked fifth this week in the New York State Class D poll, and they are 18-0. Stamford is 15-3, one of those regular season losses coming to SK. And SK trying to hand them another one here tonight. Let's see if the Indians can get back into it here. SK going left to right. Here's Porter, left side, into the corner for Lamport. Now for Post. In the paint, he traveled. He got the ball at the high post, and before Brett Post could take a dribble, he traveled. So this is a big possession. I know it's early in the fourth quarter, but I think if Stamford could get one here, it would get their momentum going again. Right side here for Keyshawn Scott to the high post. It's intercepted by Lamport. He's off to the races down the right side. Bounce pass for Metzko, went through his hands, and Keyshawn Scott hustling back, got it, and now a foul behind the play as Fancher went colliding with Metzko into the bench. And let's see who the call is on. And they're going to call this one on Colby Fancher with 7.5 to go in the fourth quarter. And, oh boy, the Stamford faithful not pleased with this call. And Colby Fancher looks absolutely mystified right now. And that's going to be his fourth foul. He's going to have to be careful the rest of the way. It's 41-35. And this is going to send Metzko to the line here. And so Stamford is going to take a timeout with 7:27 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 41-35. SK on top of Stamford, and Metzko will be at the line for the Rams. And we come back here on WCDO.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Delhi Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
7.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. It is South Courtright with a 41-35 lead over Stamford. Thanks for joining us here tonight. A special presentation brought to you by many fine sponsors for the Delaware League Boys Championship Crossover Contest tonight. Metzko to the line for South Courtright. To our right, he can't get it to go. Rebound loose on the floor, and let's see, it's going to go right back to Stamford. Fancher with a good box out there for the Indians. Ball went out of bounds, and Stanford will come away. Fancher's got to be careful. He's got four. Matice has got three in the foul department. They got to be careful. And here is Matice for Fancher. Now for Scott on the far side. And Scott gets it to Ogborn, and he is fouled by Post over in the far corner. That's Brett Post. And I think Bob Van Valkenburg is going to have to go to the bench, and he will. Ty Swantak is going to come in, as I believe, let's see, this is going to be the third or the fourth foul on Brett Post. With 7:14 to go in the fourth quarter, yeah, that's the fourth on Brett Post. SK leads 41-35, and we're going to have some foul shots the rest of the way, folks. That's eight fouls on Stanford and seven on SK. So this one is going to be decided at the foul line, I think, a lot, too. Ogborn can't get it to go, and the rebound for Lamport. So the 1-1 is not kind there to the Indians of Stanford. Lamport brings it up the floor, going left to right. Thought about popping a three, but didn't pull the trigger. Into the corner now, left side for Porter, as SK goes left to right. Mets go top of the key for the Rams. South court right with the ball. Right side for Swantek, still outside the three-point arch. Now a dribble drive for Metzko, falling down, can't get it to go, but Lamport does the old tip drill and puts it home. He's got 17. And now South Courtright leads 43-35. Fancher to the left side. Bounce pass from Keyshawn Scott into the corner for Steven Anderson. Bounce pass right back to Fancher again on the left side. Into the corner looking for Matice, but it's kicked there by Griff Metzko, and out of bounds it goes. It will stay here with the Indians. They will inbounds to our left in front of their own bench with 6.5 to go fourth quarter. Fancher looking for some options, gets it into Keyshawn Scott from downtown. It's no good, and a rebound for Metzko. And Metzko will bring it up the floor. Left side, and now SK has time on their side as well as the scores. They lead 43-35 with 6:15 to go fourth quarter. Swantak to the right side into the corner for Andrew Post. Now for Swantak. He fakes going to the left side. Now goes to the high post. Turnaround shot is up and good for Brandon Porter. And Porter's got seven. And now South Courtright, they were down 10. Now they've built a 10-point lead, 45-35. And now we'll have a whistle, and a timeout will be taken here by Stanford. 5:57 to go, fourth quarter. Again, South Courtright leads 45-35. We'll be right back on CDO.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at ChirinoInsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. 45-35, the lead here for SK with 5:57 to go in the fourth quarter over Stanford in the Delaware League Crossover Championship Contest. Now the ball quickly out of bounds, out of the timeout as Stanford got it in. It was knocked out by Metzko. Will stay with the Indians, and Fancher will inbound. Time is starting to become a problem here for the Indians. Still a lot left, but they're down 10. They're going to have to make a run of it here. And now a steal by Metzko, and this won't help the Indians' cause. Metzko, coast to coast, off the glass and in. Griff Metzko, again, doing the work of a man, puts it home. It's 47-35, and Fancher brings it back down the floor for Stanford. And South Courtright is just kind of wearing down the Indians. Here's Matice for three from the corner, no good. And Andrew Post with a rebound, and out to Metzko, who's going to take his time bringing it up the floor. The clock just continues to tick, 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 down to 5:20 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 47-35. The Rams on top of the Indians. Here live from SUNY Delhi. Swantak to the right side, outside the three-point line. looking for options into the corner now for Brandon Porter. Dribble drive into the paint, kick out for Swantag, off the mark, no good. Andrew Posta rebound, keeps it alive. Back out for Metzko, and it's going to be a block on Connor Ogborn. 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and this is going to send Metzko right back to the line. So Metzko here with 13 points, the senior, in his last crossover game, trying to put the icing on the cake here for the Rams in the fourth quarter. Still 5 minutes left, a lot of time. But again, it just seems like SK continuing to build on this lead. Ty Swantag comes out, and Brett Post will come back in. He's going to play with four fouls. This is an Indians team that could come back at any time with all the weapons they have, but they have just been kind of cold here in the early part of this fourth quarter. Metzko from the line can't get it to go, and he's upset with himself there for missing the chippy. Fancher brings it up the floor to the right side, setting up the offense here as SK still sitting in that zone. Looks like a 1-3-1 at the moment. And a steal by Lamport. A behind-the-back dribble. Lamport to the bucket. Can't get it to go. Brett Post with a rebound, and we'll have a whistle and some extracurriculars after the whistle there. Both teams tied up. And you can see some frustration here by both sides. 4:40 to go in this fourth quarter. It's 47-35. SK on top of Stanford, and the Indians are trying to keep it together. This will be the fourth foul on Connor Ogborn. And it's going to be the 10th foul on Stanford in this second half. And so, again, this is going to put the Rams at the line. Actually, that's going to be the 5th foul here on Connor Ogborn. So he's going to have to come out. The senior here for the Indians has played his last minute in this crossover game. So, again, 4:41 to go here in the fourth quarter. It's 47-35. Fancher has come out of the game, too, here for the Indians. I believe they're just probably trying to protect him as he has four fouls. And now to the line. This one up and good for Brett Post. He put it in. He's got 8. I believe Fancher will probably go right back in, just giving him a little bit of a breather here to protect him in the foul situation, too. Brett Post got the second one, too. He's got 9. And Swantak's going to check back into the game here, and Brett Post is going to hustle out. So 4:40 to go, fourth quarter. South Courtright leading Stanford 49-35. Hard to believe that at one point Stanford was up 23-13. That lead has just kind of gone away here for the Indians as constant pressure from SK has kind of weathered the storm. Here's Matice, baseline left side, and a foul down low. And this game has just gotten called very, very tight here in the second half. They're going to call a foul down low on South Courtright. I believe this one was on Ty Swantag. Yes, it is. So this is going to send Matice to the line. He's done some damage here in the second half. This is his 5th trip to the line. And this is how Stanford could maybe start a little rally cry if they could get some shots to go, and it won't go down. And the rebound for South Courtright. And Lamport will bring it up the floor. It's 49-35. The Rams leading by 14 with 4:15 left. Here from SUNY Delhi. Lamport left side for Metzko. Back for Lamport. He's going to take off, goes to the tin, and he's fouled. And Lamport a little slow to get up here, but now he'll bounce up to take his foul shots with 4:10 to go. Ty Lamport with a game-high 17 so far here tonight. And this game, all the energy that was in it is kind of getting sucked out. You can see some people actually heading for the exits at certain points. Assuming that South Courtright is going to take this one the rest of the way. I think there's a lot of time left to be leaving early, but it just seems like right now South Courtright in some control. Lamport misses the first shot. Second one coming here for Lamport with, again, 4:10 to go. It's 49-35. Second one coming for Lamport. Takes a deep breath, puts this one up and in. He's got 18. And so it's a 15-point lead here for the Rams with 4:05 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 50-35. South Courtright on top of the Indians. And here's Keyshawn Scott to the right side. They bounce it down low for Steven Anderson, and he lost it. Andrew Post was there to rip it away, and now Metzko will bring it up the floor, and he waves off some guys who are trying to hustle down the floor. He's saying, we got time here, folks. We can just try to chip some time off the clock. 3:40 to go in the fourth quarter. And here is Ty Lamport dribbling the ball up near midcourt. And Courtright is really just taking some time off the clock. Shot clock is down to 10. Here's Metzko to the 10, up and in. Griff Metzko weaving his way through city traffic, off the glass and in. And a timeout is taken with 3:25 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 52-35. South Courtright on top of Stanford. And I want to take this time to recognize all our special sponsors that were here for tonight's game that allowed us to be here, including Sunrise Heating of Stanford, the area's leading provider for propane sales and service in Delaware County. Call them today at 652-7951. They also have 24-hour emergency service available. Robinson Terrace Senior and Assisted Living Facility in Stanford. Sportsfield Specialties, a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO, located right here in Delhi. The Delaware National Bank of Delhi, the 26th oldest bank in the nation. Brian the Photo Guy, as well as Broken Spoke Stables, offering boarding, lessons, trail rides, and summer camps. Visit online at BrokenSpokeStables.com. For great friendly service, you can call Allison Oil Company of Andes at 845-676-HEAT. Stay warm this winter with Allison Oil. Several other sponsors as well, including Lasting Impression Landscape and Excavation of Hobart. Commercial and residential, we do it all. Septic systems, driveways, fencing, tree removal, and land clearing. Fully insured. Call 287-9561. Good luck to all local teams from Lasting Impression Landscape and Excavating. Also, Don's Dairy Supply of South Courtright and Catskill Mountain Embroidery and Screen Printing of Delhi. Try their new Design Online feature on their website. You can create your own unique look for your own promotional products. Visit CatskillMountainEmbroidery.com or call 746-9499. Again, all our special sponsors allowing us to be here tonight, greatly appreciated. Stanford with the ball. A shot there is off the mark and no good for Brandon Fueling. And again, the Rams rip down the rebound and walk it up the floor as we come up on 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. SK leading 52-35, trying to win a second straight Delaware League crossover crown against this very same Stanford team. This would make it 2 years in a row after Stanford hadn't been here since 1982. South Courtright again with the ball. The shot clock is down to 10. They find Lamport. He glances up at that shot clock, steps in for a long two, and he got it. And Lamport's got 20. 2:40 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 55-35, and this lead is really ballooned. And now the Indians will walk it down the floor. And here is Keyshawn Scott finding Kevin Clark. And you got to give it to the Indians. They have really played hard here tonight. The second half has just not gone their way. And now another steal here by Lamport with 2:20 to go. As every time Stanford has tried to set up the offense and they try to work it down low for Matice, it's just been steal after steal for Metzko, Lamport, and company. And so the SK girls winning earlier against Stanford by the final score of 65-26. And now the boys trying to put their stamp on this part of the crossover matchup here tonight at SUNY Delhi. Lamport left side, dribble, drive, stutter step, up off the glass, can't get it to go, gets his own rebound, second chance no good, third chance is good. You give Ty Lamport three chances, he's going to finish, and he's got 22. It's 56-35 with a minute 40 to go. Keyshawn Scott up the floor going right to left. Into the corner, Metzko goes diving into the Stanford bench, trying to steal that one. And he couldn't quite stay in bounds, and so the ball will stay here with Stanford with a minute 40 to go. And so some of the reserves coming in here for South Courtright. Noah Kanarak will come in. A couple more will be in at the next break, as well as the fans starting to sense as we come up on 90 seconds left that South Courtright is going to win the crown this year. Not so fast, says Kevin Clark. A three from the left side makes it 56-38. If you remember, back in the first quarter, Kevin Clark buried an NBA three at the buzzer at the end of the first quarter to give the Indians a six-point lead that they would then build up to 10. But South Courtright, again, weathering the storm, coming back. Brandon Porter left side for a three. Downtown, Charlie Brown. Brandon Porter's into double figures. He's got 10. South Courtright makes it 59-38 with a minute to go. And the Indians' Keyshawn Scott will bring it up the floor to the right side for Clark. High post here for Matice. Matice through the double team, kicks it back out to Scott with 45 seconds left. And Scott to the right side, outside the three-point line, back out for Matice for a three off the back rim, no good. Ball's going to go flying out of bounds here and will stay with the Indians. 38 seconds left, and the Rams are going to sweep the crossover basketball titles as all the starting five is going to come out here that was left on the floor for the Rams. Griff Metzko and Ty Lamport sharing a hug there as they both come out of the contest. As South Courtright is going to get a nice win here tonight after being down by 10 points. It looked scary earlier if you were a Rams fan. And Stanford is going to be the 3 seed in the upcoming sectional tournament, and they are going to be a tough out for anybody in that sectional tournament as they are a tough team. Good guard play as well as strong players down low, and I think they'll probably feel like they maybe let one slip away here tonight, but SK is just a tough team that's going to move to 19-0. And here is Harib Bugate for three, and that's off the mark, no good, and a rebound here for SK. And they'll bring it down the floor, and here is Sam Faber-Cavish setting up the offense with 15 seconds left, letting some of these reserves play out the final minutes, the final seconds, I should say. 10 seconds to go. Faber-Cavish down low. Passes back out, and South Courtright is going to win tonight's contest by the final score of 59-38, as there will be a foul on the floor with less than a second left, but that is going to be our final score, I believe, 59-38, they're going to let Faber-Cavish get to the line here. He's going to be able to shoot because they are in the double bonus. And so Sam Faber-Cavish, of course, one of the best soccer players in the area, will head to the line here for two as he led South Courtright all the way to the Section 4 Class D Finals this year where they fell in overtime to Cherry Valley Springfield. And so Faber-Cavish to the line. This has to feel good for South Courtright as Faber-Cavish makes the first one from the line. They had to be co-champions for the soccer title with Wyndham this year. And it always has to feel a little sour coming off the field being co-champions, but not the case here tonight as Faber-Cavish makes the second one. And 61-38 is going to be our final score here tonight. That'll do it. South Courtright boys win the Delaware League crossover title here tonight. Again, final score 61-38. Nice victory tonight for the Rams over the Indians. We'll be right back with our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. And we'll have our post-game show coming up as well here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank mobile banking, you can download it. NBT Bank mobile banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. One last time here from SUNY Delhi on WCDO. I'm Nate Lull as the South Courtright boys wins 62-38 here tonight to win the Delaware League crossover title over Stanford. Stanford had a 10-point lead in the first half, but SK just weathering the storm, coming all the way back to win this one here tonight, 62-38. Let's go through our scoring summary first. 22 points, that's a game high for Ty Lamport, 15 for Griff Metzko, 9 for Brett Post, 2 for Sam Faber-Cavish, 2 for Ari Brunson, and 1 for Andrew Post. So again, 22 for Lamport, 15 for Metzko, and 9 for Post. The high scorers here tonight for South Courtright. On the other side for Stanford, 13 points, that's a team high for Jeff Matice, 8 for Steven Anderson, 8 for Colby Fancher, 6 for Kevin Clark, 2 for Keyshawn Scott, and 1 for Connor Ogborn. Let's do our three awards here tonight, folks, brought to you by NBT Bank, ACCO Brands of Sydney, and NBT Mang Insurance Agency as well. First, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. Of course, we'll give that one tonight to Ty Lamport, 22 points. He got off to a bit of a slow start, actually got off to a fast start, and then kind of went cold for a little while. After that, really just came alive, and he's so tough to stop. Just an absolutely unbelievable player. He's got some ice on his wrist right now. We'll hope he's okay, as South Courtright will be the number one seed for the boys' Class D sectionals, which will start next week. So a great job tonight by Ty Lamport, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner. The NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award is brought to you by NBT Mang Insurance. Our families live, work, and play with your families at NBT Mang Insurance. We insure your life. We'll give that one tonight to Griff Metzko from South Courtright. Yes, 15 points, but just does a little bit of everything, and he was scrappy all over the floor. And right when it was a close game at halftime, Lamport and Metzko came out to start the second half, and we're just all over the place and got some quick steals, which allowed South Courtright to jump ahead in this game. So we'll give our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award tonight to Griff Metzko of SK. Finally, our ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award. ACCO is a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season, reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. Jeff Matice from Stanford, our winner there tonight. Matice with 13 points, second half. I just thought he did a great job of getting the basket. So tough underneath on the boards, getting the rebounds. He's an easy choice tonight for our ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award. That's going to do it for our broadcast here tonight. Of course, we will be back tomorrow. We're going to do four games. So if you love basketball, you're going to have a great day. If you hate basketball, well, you might, I don't know, I think you should still tune in because it's going to be a fantastic game. You might be sick of me by the end of the day tomorrow, but we will do the two MAC championship games followed by the two Tri-Valley championship games. They're all live up at Hartwick College starting at 2 o'clock, then 4, 6, and 8 p.m. The MAC games are first, followed by the Tri-Valley. So if you can't make it up there, certainly join us here on WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Again, our final score here tonight, 62-38. South Courtright boys taking down Stanford. They are the 2016 Delaware League crossover champions. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the WCDO studios, and a huge thank you to all our special sponsors that made this possible here tonight. I cannot say thank you enough to them. We had several from the local area that have allowed us to come over here and do this game here tonight from SUNY Delhi, and we'll make it a new tradition for years to come. It's going to be a lot of fun being here in the future for WCDO. Again, our final, South Courtright boys and girls sweeping the crossovers. The boys, the most recent game, beating Stanford 62-38. I'm Nate Lull, and have a great night from CDO Sports.